Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio. If the kids can only hear, they go out of control. You gotta get on the radio. You want the money and the fame and the sold-out shows.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G. This is the Midweek Special. This is where we talk about the stuff that happened in the middle of the week. And quite frankly, we're just trying to figure out what's going on between shows because, as we know, everything out there is changing on a day-to-day basis. So we're just trying to make sure that we've got everything out there, best information for you and everything else. And maybe it's just me, but every time I wake up in the morning, it feels like I'm Jean-Luc Picard going, damage report, wanting to hear what's going on out there because it's, you know, we're just all wanting to get information to find out what's going on and see what's going around us now that we're shut in and we have a lot less going on than we did. I'm out here in Portland, Oregon, if you listen to the podcast. And we've been in the lockdown for a while now, so that's not a shock by any means. But, it's one of those things that we're kind of just dealing with. And a couple things I wanted to talk about today, just on our midweek special, that I think is important. If you're thinking about doing some home improvement on your house and bringing trades in. So let's say you need heating and air conditioning service, and you can hear my heater going on in the background right now because I'm in the garage, and quite frankly, it's cold outside here in Portland this morning in the 40s, upper 30s, 40s, and so I got the heat going, so you might hear a little background noise in this, but wasn't going to freeze just to do my midweek special this week. So in today's world of rough audio and rough television that we're seeing out there, I'm just going to go with it and give it a shot and see how it sounds. But here's what I'm thinking. You know, so many people have had a hard time staying up on professional maintenance. So maybe it's your heating air conditioning system. Maybe, you know, you need to have the crawl space cleaned out or stuff like that. And I would just suggest if you can afford to, you know, to get that maintenance done because you're home, right? So many people have a hard time making appointments to get that that annual service done or biannual service done or get things done around the house. And there's ways to do this with a lot of firms now so you can get that work done. You're home anyway. It's kind of like working from home and having the cable guy show up. You know, it's that same kind of theory. So my thought is if you're going to sit there and have some work done anyway, and of course, if you can afford to, because this is going to be a temporary deal, but if you haven't had your furnace, you know, serviced in at least a year, then it's definitely time to get that done. If you, you know, need to have some insulation work in your crawl space or attic, great time to get that done. Because you know why? So many homes, that furnace is either in the garage or it's in the attic or in the crawl space, not always in the house someplace or in an unfinished basement. There's a lot of companies out there sending people out with masks and gloves and they can work around your house and get stuff done. And you're going to keep people working out there. And you're going to make sure that if you're in your house for an extended period of time, you've got the healthiest situation. So something to think about, you know, and if you've got your trusty people out there, that is just one of those things that I would sure think about getting some of that work done. And if you got some yard work you're going to be doing outside as well, you might as well get that stuff done as well and keep people working out there. Because in most cases, these construction workers are essential services and you can have a couple of guys working out in the yard that are staying 6 feet, 10 feet apart without having that be an issue. So just something to think about out there. And of course, as always, I want to make sure that everybody's using their best, their best judgment on all of this stuff. So a couple things I'd love to have you do. Check out Around the House Nation on Facebook. So Around the House with Eric G is our Facebook page. Around the House Nation, we've got just a great support group of people out there that are sharing their DIY projects. that are posting up, you know, new pictures and all that stuff. And we've got a closed group in there, so you're going to have to ask to be involved in it. But the awesome part of that, of being involved in it, is that now you've got the chance to share up your stuff in a really fun, safe environment. And if you want advice, you can pop it up there and the group will put on there. I mean, we have had everyone from world-renowned architects to country music stars on there that are posting up and sharing their stuff. So it is a fun one to be dealing with. And a little therapeutic sharing up your stuff and putting out your hard work if you're getting a lot of DIY home improvement projects put out. So that is one of those things that I would take a look at. Now, one thing I wanted to talk about as well, just to keep an eye on things, and we're going to talk a little bit about this next weekend, but keep an eye on your utility bills right now, because so many people leave work for 8 hours a day. There's no kids at home. Everybody's gone. Everybody's at the office. Now, all of a sudden, every day is like a weekend as far as power consumption or gas consumption, you know, or water, any of those things. So be prepared for this next round of bills to be a little bit higher, because now all of a sudden you're at your house twice as long and maybe you weren't turning that thermostat back while you're gone at work. And now everything from flushing the toilets to using more water during the day, all those things you did in your office or the kids did at school are now being done at home. So be a little prepared for maybe a little bit bigger bill than you're used to this month, just because when that rolls through, you've got a lot more time in your home office or working from home, or maybe you're off and maybe you're just trying to get some stuff done around the house. One thing I would say right now, great time to relax. You know, if you're thinking about, you know, if you're one of those people that are out in the trades, you know, you're going to be popping back here quickly. Now, if you're in the restaurant industry or you're going to college and you're worried about college loans and that kind of stuff, I would sure give a thought to getting in the trades, because right now when we get out of this whole thing, there are so many different programs you can get into. They're going to be pretty awesome for you. And more importantly, this is what I would think about. If you're thinking about a career change and you've got that time to sit there and really spend some time and reevaluate your home situation as far as, you know, okay, I'm at home now, I'm not working, man, I want to get out and do a career change, start thinking about those trades out there. We have such a shortage. You can make a killer income with benefits and all that stuff. So if you're at home worried about stuff, maybe it's the time right now to consider getting into the trades and getting into a program. There are so many different training programs. There's schools you can pay for. There's unions that you can join apprenticeship programs where you're actually working and making money at the same time. You know, you could be a concrete mason. You could be an electrician. You know, you could work heating and cooling. There's so many different things out there that I just want you to kind of think about a little bit. And to just ponder that thought if you're fearing that time of self-reflection of maybe getting into the trade. So I just want to say thank you to everybody out there that's listening to the show. And make sure if you're listening to the radio show on the weekends, and it doesn't matter if you're in Eastern PA or Chicago or, you know, Seattle or Portland or wherever you're listening to the show, I just would love for you to spend some time, if you're listening to the radio, support those advertisers that you hear in the show, because right now those people are spending money to get business brought in, and you can help us out by supporting those people. And there's so many of them out there. So send a little love their way and sure give them a hand if you can. As you know, everybody could use that hand right now. All right, everybody. Well, we've got a fun show ahead this weekend. We're going to talk woodworking with Cam Anderson from Blacktail Studios in hour number two. In hour number one, we're going to be talking about great DIY projects around your house that you can tackle. And that's going to be a fun one, just kind of talking about a bunch of different stuff that we can have some serious fun with around the house, because there's so many projects that are fun that make life just a little bit easier out there. And if we're home, we might as well have it looking our best, right? That way, when it gets to summertime or we're through this stuff, we can be enjoying it. And if you got any questions, hit us up on social media or just send us, you know, give us a call at 971-233-8992. That's 971-233-8992, and we will put you in the show. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week here. Tomorrow we're going to have our Around the Toolbox special, but we're going to be talking about some business decisions over there with people. And more importantly, have a great rest of the week. Stay safe out there. Follow what your local officials are telling you to do, and keep that distance. And we'll all get through this together. Have a great rest of the week. Stay safe.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.